Yeah, it's Ro Contra. Anna DeBlanc is off today. Richard Roper is in the studio with us. And here he is, spinning out of the turn. John Dooley, he is the track announcer for Arlington Park. And I don't know if you people are aware of this, but there's a little race on Saturday down at Churchill that is going to... They're going to simulcast it at Arlington Park. The Kentucky Derby. Yeah, it's Derby weekend already. I have a friend who's going down for... and I love this. For Thurby. Which is the Thursday Derby, and then you got the Kentucky Oaks on Friday, and that whole series of racing down there, and then the Derby on. It's a national holiday if you love horse racing. This whole weekend, yeah, right? It's some of the most amazing stuff you're going to see, and it's opening weekend at Arlington, and they're bringing in great thoroughbreds for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Ro, great to be back with you here, and down Michigan Avenue they come. We missed you last year the 2017 WGN Derby.
Right. Well, my daughter was getting married, so I had a very, very good excuse. But I don't think I can listen to John unless I have echo behind him.
Oh my gosh,
that's the only thing that I can. That's the only way that this really works.
Wayne running at Arlington.
Fantastic. What happened to my thing? My
thing. He moved it to the new studios.
Yeah, hold on.
Your equipment,
Darren. Hold on. It's on me. Wait, hold on. I don't know. Here we go. I got it. There we go. They move things around here on me. All right. Anyway. So we got, who do you like in the Derby?
I love Mendelsohn. The horse that won the UAE Derby, maybe becoming a bit of a wise guy horse now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talking about Mendelsohn, but you talk about that horse coming over from Europe. But Mendelsohn, he's a well-traveled horse, but he's won. But he keeps on winning, and he won the UAE Derby by 18 lengths. Track record time.
Even when he just talks like that, you can't help yourself because it just sounds like that. Hey, I think. The Santa Anita Derby... Mm-hmm. Had two of the best horses, two of the best three-year-olds I have seen in years in it. And you just wonder, you start to wonder if maybe that, you know, the Triple Crown curse, American Pharoah, has broken that now. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to start moving forward here with, we're into another super horse era.
So what about that unraced 2-year-old since Apollo?
The Apollo curse.
1882. Right? It's a curse. The Apollo curse. Is this the year it breaks? Undefeated, Justify?
I don't know. That makes me nervous. That makes me a little bit nervous when you've got that much history. Yeah. Is this horse good enough to break that? Probably not aware of the Apollo curse, I was going to say.
I don't know. Sometimes they tell the horses and then the horses get all freaked out by it. I don't know how I feel about that.
And Bob Baffert, of course. I mean, trained by Bob Baffert, who knows how to win the Kentucky Derby. But still... Fourth career start. It'll be under the Twin Spires on Saturday.
John, I always hope that one year Bob Baffert's going to come out with a completely different hairstyle. I mean, he looks great. I mean, he looks like he could play a trainer in a movie. Right.
He looks like he's 40 and he's about 110.
Yeah, great. And the sunglasses, the Maui Jack sunglasses, and the casually tousled hair.
So he's a great trainer. This is the one thing that we always, and Ron Majors will be here on Friday to tell us who's actually going to win, because we have our own prognosticator called the Swami. People around the track know who he is, but he does not go by his real name for obvious reasons. And the Swami's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Swami has he's going to give you a number of where he's not going to tell you he's going to win the race, but he's going to give you some options for an exacta or a trifecta or something like that, because this is one of those races where I don't think that the long shots in the Kentucky Derby are very rare. Mind That Bird, I think, was the last one that was, and which came out
of the 50
farm
to one.
The farm that we bred out of is where Mind That Bird came out of. So we knew about Mind That Bird, but we didn't tell anybody because we wanted the odds. The reality, though, is once you get to the Belmont, then you take your long shots because there's a whole other thing that goes on there. But what is so this year, though, you've got, again, we should explain this. The Kentucky Derby is 3-year-olds. So, John, you can explain this to us pretty well. This is like these are like college athletes. This is like the best. This is like the draft we just saw for the NFL, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is the creme de la creme of thoroughbred racing, and everyone wants to win the Kentucky Derby. So Todd Pletcher, of course, he has a horse named Audible that is coming in off winning the Florida Derby.
I love Todd Pletcher.
He won last year with Always Dreaming, so good. And his horse, Noble Indy, won the Louisiana Derby. So I don't have.
And you called that, didn't you, down at Fairgrounds?
Called that down at the Fairgrounds just a few weeks ago. So there's, and he'll be long odds too, Richard.
That's the thing too. I think, guys, you know, that's what I always try to do. Yeah, you can't discount a two or three, you know, quality horses that, you know, are going to probably be there. But then you try to find some of those mid-range guys and work them in to your exotic bets. My I've got a thing for my boy Jack right now, just because I know that's a horse that's, you know, got some closing power, which is always exciting in the Derby if your horse is somewhere close, you know, in seventh or eighth. Now, like last year, my horse was actually going backward at the by the time they got down the stretch. He looked like Michael Jackson moonwalking. I'm like, why? How is that possible? You're going backwards. What do you think? Did you know anything about my boy Jack, John? Have I got something going there with that?
He loomed at the quarter pole at the Fairgrounds. I thought he might win the Louisiana Derby, but then he finished in the back of Noble India, horse Lone Sailor, by the way, trained by Tom Amos, who's a perennial top trainer in New Orleans. And Lone Sailor is owned by the family of the late Tom Benson, of course, owned the Saints, and his family, the Pelicans. Down in New Orleans, so there'll be a lot of interest. But my boy Jack, it looked like he might have won the Louisiana Derby, but he just kind of flattened out late, and then he went on to win in Keeneland. So a lot of eyes on my boy Jack.
Okay. I got to say that I always feel sorry for horses like Sporting Chance and Dream Baby Dream that are 100-1 shots walking into this race. And it really, you know, they haven't done the post positions yet, so you don't know where they're going to end up in the in the gate. And in a field, and some of these will scratch before, because even though you want to all be in it, because if you end up there, there'll be horses that come up with things. I just know this from almost a lifetime in horse racing. That the damnedest things happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Even on race day.
Well, you yourself have been a late scratch a couple of times. You know, he usually makes it to the gate, but, you know, once in a while, that'll happen.
Well, by the way, May 1st, the draw for the Kentucky Derby, 5:50 post time central here on Saturday, so fans, of course, can watch Wager at Arlington. But what happened to Gronkowski?
Oh,
Gronk,
see, there's
was sacked. Well, so, he'll be there, of course.
Now, this is exactly what has happened
Gronk
to me.
Gronk will be there, and he would have been bet down by all the Gronkowski fans.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, because you want those horses to stay at 30 and 40 to 1, because in case they come in. But so Rob Gronkowski, who did not have a piece of that horse, the minute he invests that horse, this has happened to me.
Yeah,
the minute you invest it, go, yeah, no, I like this, you know, they named it, let's get involved in it. The minute they invest the horse, oh, yeah, the horse is
on the bench.
The horse has got a shin, or he's got a whatever it was that horse had. But they, you know, they got a cough. I had a horse get a cough.
Yeah.
We're walking around right before a major race at Saratoga. Horse starts coughing. And the trainer looks like, I don't think we should go. Yeah. We went, which was one of the great mistakes we ever made there. But it's it's horse. It's why John Dooley, you've been around this your professional career a long time. That's why they call it horse racing.
And it also shows how well taken care of those horses are. I mean, just one sign of an ailment, whatever it might be, we're backing off on the horse, and they take care of the horses.
Right, and that I should say. Is people, for those who are critical of the horse racing industry, and there are parts that, listen, not everybody does it the right way. There's no question about it. But I would say in my experience, the horse's health always comes first. Horse and jockey safety and health are the most important things in the industry. And that is true. Now, there are some tracks, there are some, you know, end of career things, but responsible ownership groups, and I know most everybody that I know in the business does this. If you start to feel like you got a horse that isn't performing well, you pull the papers, and that's it, and you get them out on the farm so that they kind of loosen up for a little while, and then they become trail horses or they do other stuff.
And we have a thing off the track thoroughbreds. They're very popular, and horses take care of these horses. Sure. They go on to future careers, but very well taken care of, and we'll look forward to taking care of all the horses and the fans that come out to Arlington on May 4th, opening weekend, and Derby Day on the 5th.
Right, so Friday it all opens.
Friday it'll open.
And I think really Arlington, in some ways, that's the perfect place to go to see the Derby. And the Derby itself is great, but the experience there sometimes is a little just nutso. And you can go to Arlington and have the experience of seeing live racing, but then also enjoying the Derby with fans and you know, putting your wagers on that as well. And it looks like we're going to have a beautiful day here in the Chicago area.
Yeah, we'll have the mint juleps, the hat contest, and much more.
Oh, the hat contest. You know, I gotta tell you something.
I never won doesn't mean you can't enter again.
Well, I just want to say that I get it. I totally get it at Churchill. I totally get it. Yeah. At, you know, but here you see some people that just shouldn't be doing the hat. If you're please understand that you got to put a hat on that makes sense, not just any hat.
Ro hasn't gone to the How to Dress for the Derby Guide at ArlingtonPark.com.
Well, listen, I think it's fine to go to Arlington. It's just that when you see somebody at the OTB off the Dan Ryan and they got the hat on, and you're like, I don't know if you need to do that, you know?
That is a very good point. All right, let's see. Here we got the Mint Julep specials, as you pointed out. Mm-hmm. By the way, I think that if I may just be so bold, I think that the underappreciated cocktail at Arlington is the Bloody Mary. They have one of the best Bloody Marys.
That's right. You even off a couple of those there.
Yeah. Off the cart. You walk in anywhere in the park, you can get, I think, the best Bloody Mary in Chicago.
Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to have one of those before the 3:15 opening.
Please. No, I wouldn't.
But Ro, please. Just drop
I don't know who's coming. What do you want from me? We don't want Jeff in the booth doing that for us. You know?
I got to tell you.
And down the stretch.
I know that there's
someone comes.
Stuff on video on YouTube of you that if you watch John Dooley work, I had the great pleasure as a kid of being able to go up and watch Phil Georgeff work.
Sure.
As, you know, like when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and I thought to myself, I want to be that guy. I just had no idea. It is an amazing skill what you guys do, because you have to be able, you have to memorize. You've got 20 minutes to memorize the next race.
Yeah, you just short-term memory, the name of the owner, Silks, or the name of the horse. But, you know, I'm blessed to do it in such a great city here in Chicago. Mm. Be on the air here on WGM with you guys. So great city, great racetrack at Arlington Park.
Beautiful facility.
Hope we have a great season starting on Friday.
I've brought a number of people over the years there who had never been. They've been to other racetracks, but never, and they're always just, I think, blown away, especially in recent years.
Best modern racing facility in North America.
Really is.
There's no question about it.
Great turf course as well, the Arlington Million on August 11th. I mean, the top turf horses in the world come, so.
Very cool.
You see some hats there, because you get hats from all over the world there. And then you also get to see that. I'll tell you, they should not only run that race for the horses, but also they should have the trophy wives run around.
Oh, my goodness.
The track ones, too. Because, I have never seen. It's like startling international models that are there with little old men. Yeah, it is the
like
most
remaking
amazing
Dynasty,
thing you've ever seen.
Hashtag goals.
Yes, exactly. Hashtag goals. It is really true. It's really true. Sometimes you see the ex-wife there, too, because she's got to make sure that the money doesn't get lost. But I'm telling you, that is what that is all about.
Right. And then, by the way, you get a great Illinois bread like the Pizza Man that becomes the first state bred horse to win the race.
So much fun.
Right, exactly. Oh, well,
when I'm not watching the Dynasty crew go around the tracks.
I have to say, though, there are some great breeders, great Illinois breeders, but there's also, you know, some great Chicago area ownership and trainer organizations that do, you know, they're as competitive as anybody you can get out of Kentucky or California.
Yeah, Chris Block, his family, longtime supporters of racing at Arlington. And we really appreciate people like that, are the owners and breeders.
Sure.
And when you're at Arlington and you're looking for winners, you know, in the undercard on Saturday, look for them. Because
I usually look to see who Ditka's betting. Because him and Coach Quenville, they're right there in the suites, right next to me.
That's true. I used to follow Johnny Morris, the great Johnny Morris, around on Derby Day, and I would follow him to the window, stand right behind him, and then I'd go up and I'd say to the teller, whatever he just did.
He'll be on Good Day Arlington this week NBC Sports Chicago.
Johnny Morris?
Yeah, Johnny Morris.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, how about Howard Sudbury picks?
Oh, yes.
Another great one.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you with Suds.
Suds has ranked himself number one.
I know he has.
Chicagoland handicap.
I know he has ranked himself number one, but I'm telling you, it was all. Listen, I worked at Channel 2 with Johnny Morris and Howard Sudbury.
Howard admits that.
Boy,
and
I'm sure, yeah.
And what they used to do is this is honest to God true story. Mm. To tell you about the degenerate nature of the racing industry of which I am a part. they used to move, this is back in the late 80s, and we had satellites on the top of the building at McClurg Court. And and this is a day before you had this internet capability where you could get stuff instantaneously. Mm-hmm. If we were going to get news feeds from the network or whatever it was, you had to move a satellite, and we only had X number of satellites to move to get the stuff in from all over the world so that it could be news on Chicago television.
Okay.
And Johnny used to require, that's how big Johnny Morris was in the day, because we still had the Bears and all that, was a big deal. He would require that they move the satellite throughout the afternoon to all the tracks that were racing.
Oh my gosh.
So that we could get the satellite feeds of all the tracks. And they literally ran book in the back out of the sporting office. And guys would go back there, and Walter Jacobson will attest to this, because he would do it.
That's amazing.
We would go back there, and it was like they had their own tellers, they had their own thing, and it was all on Johnny Morris, and he's one of the great handicappers.
That's amazing.
Ever.
And by the way, also great person, great handicapper, Eddie Olchek.
Eddie, yes.
On NBC. You see him. You see the genius of him. Yeah. I will sometimes text him right before a race and go, "Really? Are you kidding me?" And then the next thing you know, he wins.
Half a schmell.
Yeah.
And he goes handicapping tournament to handicapping tournament and wins.
Amazing. Yeah. And the late, great Gene Siskel was another aficionado.
Oh, he was back in that office, in that by the way.
Yeah. And I feel like Walter was like Robert Shaw in The Sting. Like, you probably had some setups where the race had already been run.
Yep. No question.
He was like...
The fifth of Narragansett. Yeah. And there they go.
I said place. Place. No, place. Not place the bet. Give me back my money.
Absolutely. All right. Kentucky Derby Day.
Yes.
It's going to be in Arlington Park.
Great. Come on, John Dooley. ArlingtonPark.com.
Say that again.
ArlingtonPark.com.
Hey.
All right. Kentucky Derby. Go there and take part in it. Wear your fascinator and drink your Bloody Mary on me.
And that's just John.
Yeah. Thanks very much, man. Appreciate you being here.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
All right. Right now, let's find out from Junior Padlock what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
First of all, the best Bloody Marys at the track.